From the Ron McKeefery Podcast Network, I'm Isaiah Castilleja, and this is Iron Game Chalk Talk 2.0. On this episode, Coach Engelhardt talks about how to build a strong culture, the importance of family, and how hard work got him to where he is today. This episode is brought to you by Team Builder. Team Builder is the premier strength and conditioning app for teams and private facilities. Used by more than 2,500 organizations worldwide, performance coaches can write training programs online for athletes to access on their mobile app or where they work out in the weight room view on a tablet. Right now, when you start a 14-day free trial, use promo code CHALK, that is promo code CHALK, to access more than 70 strength conditioning programs directly in your Team Builder account, including 4 sports science questionnaire templates. I'm telling you, great people, great software, check them out. All right, welcome everybody. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today. We have Steve Engelhardt. He's the Director of Strength Conditioning for Olympic Sports at the University of Colorado. Prior to this, he was an assistant strength coach at Southern Methodist University. He's also been the head football strength conditioning coach at Portland State University. And he started out as a graduate assistant for strength conditioning at the University of Hawaii. Welcome, Steve. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Isaiah. Appreciate you, brother.
Absolutely. Can you go and give us a brief description of your current position at the University of Colorado right now and what teams you work with?
Yes, I'm the director of strength and conditioning for the Olympic sports. Primary sports is men's basketball and men's and women's golf, but I oversee the whole department.
Nice.
So it's been good. It's been great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, can you briefly describe for our listeners, what's your approach to getting an athlete ready, whether it's a 10-hour golf or whether it's basketball?
Again, it depends on the level they coming in with their exposure to weightlifting. I think the way this field has been growing, high schools have been having some good strength coaches to, you know, make my job a little easier, to be honest. But it all depends on the level of the athlete. I think for the most part right now, a lot of people haven't lifted per se the way college athletes lift. So it's just the foundation of every lift and how to lift correctly. It's not about the weight. It's about lifting correctly. And I think once they realize, the athletes realize that you care and love them and love for them and whatever you can do to help them, buy-in's going to be easy for you.
Definitely. And I think that's important, and a lot of strength coaches don't, you know, fully, they're all about the X's and O's, but you said, you know, the athletes want to hear that you care and love for them. And could you, you know, go in a little bit more about that? How important is care and love for your athletes or even, you know, amongst staff?
It's huge. It's huge. You know, before, and you know, athletes going to come in here, they don't know you. Then, you know, you might have met them on a recruit visit, but they don't know you personally. So sometimes it's hard. It's hard to, you know, get to trust somebody and know that these individuals and these coaches actually care for you, right? And I've been this way since I started out at University of Hawaii. And I've been this way when I was with Kurt Hester at HS2 Athletic Performance. I just think, you know, Tommy Heffernan, the way I seen him coach was a coaching style that I had. But to see him and how many years of experience Tommy had and know the athletes that loved him so much and the respect he had for those athletes and vice versa, the respect the athletes had for him. It would have never been that way if Tommy didn't really care and love for those guys. So I think that's where it starts right there. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it takes a while. It takes a while to build trust. I mean, who said it? Tupac? Trust takes a lifetime to earn and seconds to lose. Right. So you gotta know, you can't lie to these athletes. You can't, they're trusting you, man. So whatever is coming out of your mouth, it better be the truth, and it better be right.
Absolutely. And I think that's important. And you can also see, you know, working with you and seeing, you know, the coaching tree that you have underneath you and all your assistants and interns that have gone on to do bigger and better things. How important, or what's your big approach to developing the strength coach, you know, that has as prolific as coaching tree as you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we had some guys that came in and they wanted to be the dominator, right? Which is okay. I mean, you want to be you want to just like say this and they do it. It won't work. It won't last. And you know, once we pull them aside and you say, hey man, listen, get to know the athletes. I'm not saying you can't coach them hard. I'm saying get to know them, you know, after the lift, before the lift, get to know their favorite food, their favorite artist, their favorite TV show, how their mom and dad's doing, how their brother's doing, if they have any brothers or sisters, right? I think that's the biggest thing, is just asking questions besides the sport, besides weightlifting. Get to know your athlete. And I think everybody that has come through here, interns and that are at universities now coaching, I think that's what they saw, the way we approach it, right? And I think when they first came in, they were like, man, Coach Englehart has this, like, he just like says this and they do it. Well, listen, they respect me and I respect them. And I think it works both ways. Right. And, I think that's the, you know, and you can open a book and read about conjugate, concurrent, what Westside's doing, 5-3-1, big and boring, whatever you want to put it on, man. Brian Mann, you want to learn about VBT? Here we go. This is what we're going to do, and learn it. Right. But coaching is an art. And if you can't, you know, build relationships, that's what coaches do. I think the biggest compliment, you know, you get is when somebody says, hey, coach, I'm getting married. Come to the wedding.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
The best. Or I'm having a baby, you know, and talking about real life stuff. So that's the benefit of building relationships.
Yeah, I mean, that's important. I think what's one of the things that, you know, there's a lot of coaches coming up that are, you know, science and book smart, but they got to realize and remember, like you said, it's an art. There's, you know, the science of it might be like 20% of what we do. It's 80% of getting to know your athletes and building the buy-in and working with the right people.
There's some people that know, like don't really know me, and they're like, "Oh, Steve, all he does is lift. He don't care about science." I do care about science, but like you just said, it might account for 20%. If these young men and women don't know how to come in and work, well, when are we going to use the science if they don't know how to work yet, right? If they don't know how hard they can push themselves, how can we use science then, right? I mean, we can get baselines on them all day, but there's one thing, and I said this before, there's one KPI that you cannot measure. Okay. And that is how hard, like your inside your heart, not like how many beats per minute, you know, I'm talking about, does this individual athlete have it? Does he have the grind? Does she have the grind? Does she have that winning attitude that never wants to lose? And I think that's the KPI that I want to know personally. That's my number one KPI. Right. And, that's what I try and look for. Right. Because there's no measurements on that. There's zero. You can't take their blood and be like, yep, he's a winner, right? She's right. A winner. You can't do that. So that's when you get to push individuals and find out who your leaders are. Find out who your team captains are. Find out who's running this team, right? Because a team is only as good as its captains. A team is only as good as how the players run it. And I think if you have coaches that are running everything, the coaches don't play no more. So
right. The
players are going to be on that court. So they're going to have to handle adversity amongst one another. And I think that's the best thing about sports and how it translates to life.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's one of the key, you know, takeaways right then and there. We opened up right with it, is just, you know, trusting your athletes and building up those leaders and find out, you know, like you said, you just try to figure out who has heart and who has that grit to keep going. And, you know,
exactly.
I think that's very, very important. And to go back and touch about, you know, a little bit about, you know, being real with your athletes and, you know, let them know, like, you know, find out about their real life. You know, you yourself are, you know, a husband, a father, you know, to three beautiful kids, you know, how important is it for you to build, you know, integrate your family in everything you do? Cause there's a lot, I know a lot of people talk about, you know, work life balance, but I think it's more of like, can you integrate it all? And like, it's all about who you are. Like everything's going to go skew one way. You're going to go focus on your family for certain instances. And then the other times you got to work. So, you know, how important is.
That's a great, great question. Let's think about this. If your athletes see that you never talk about your family, you never bring your kids around, you never bring your wife around, you don't bring your family around, and we say family every single day, oh, we love y'all. What does that say about you as a man, as a coach? If I'm an athlete, I'm like, dude, I don't know his kids. I don't know anything about Steve, right? But that's the difference between great and good. Every athlete that has played basketball here at the University of Colorado since I've been here knows every one of my kids by heart. Mm-hmm. Knows my wife, and they know they're welcomed anytime to come to my house if they need have any issues. And I think that's the biggest thing. You could talk a big game, right? But it's actions. It's actions. It's actions bringing your kids into work. It's actions, bringing the fellas over to the house. It's actions about learning about different athletes, past and their families and et cetera, right? Mm-hmm. It's the actions. And it's crazy. When I say we're a big family here, I mean, we are really a big family. I can't make this up. Like, they know that if they see Nola or Coco or Braylon, they're gonna probably all run to him, you know, give him high five and say, oh, y'all wanna play basketball, right? Especially little Coco that loves everybody on this team. It's funny. Oh, yeah. But yeah, I think it's actions, man. I think it's huge. And as far as like work and life balance, family comes first, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
And other people can, you know, know this coaching is first, man. My family comes first. Mm-hmm. Coach Boyle knows that. Mr. Rick George knows that. Miguel Ruda knows that. Shoot, Isaiah, you know that. Okay. The players know that. If something is happening with my family and I have to be there, that's important. They all have my back, 100%.
Absolutely. It's crucial, and that's one of the main reasons, you know, I've known you and I've gotten along in the past is because, you know, it was always about family. You know, we, you know, come from a similar background as far as our family growing up, you know, and I think that's how we clicked originally is like, you know, we don't come from much, but, you know, we worked hard and got things where we are. And also like you
were. We did. Yes, we did work hard, Isaiah. Give it to us, man.
Yeah, for sure. And then you were one of the few, you know, full-time coaches I already knew that was married. And, you know, at the time, I think you just had Braylon and
Coco,
yeah. And so I was like, all right, this guy's got a family. He's got kids, you know, everybody. A lot of coaches will preach family, but like you were actually like you had a family.
I won't forget you coming up to me, asking me that question. You literally said a full-time coach told me that if I'm looking to have a family, this might not be the field for me. And I won't forget what I told you. Don't ever listen to that particular coach again. Okay. Ever. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because if you can't balance a work life and your family's life, then no field is good enough for me then, right? If I can't balance it, I want to be a family man, right? So it's balance, man. It's balance. It's working for the right organization. It's working for the right people. And I think where I am right now, it's great. I mean,
yeah,
you know, they're all about family, and I can't say enough about University of Colorado and the support staff and the coaches that, you know, just make my life a lot easier.
Absolutely. And you've been at the University of Colorado, 10 years now. So you've been at the University of Colorado for 10 years. And, you know, you came in as, you know, the head assistant for football, strength and conditioning, and then you transitioned into the Olympic side of things. And now you're the head of the Olympic director for strength and conditioning in a profession where security and longevity is a pretty rare thing. What would you say is your big characteristic that's allowed you to stay you know, at one place for 10 years and kind of, you know, work your way up into the director position?
I think treat people how you want to be treated. Don't matter who they are. Don't matter.
Nice.
That's it. I mean, some people, they get a head position and now they feel like they're in power. Man, listen, the good Lord's in power. Right. I'm just a coach that's trying to help young men and women and help future coaches to realize that, like, hey, this is our job. If you don't know how to lift yet, if you don't know what type of lifts to do, well, that's the issue. Right. But once you know how to lift and, you know, if you really want to be in this field, if you can't, you know, inspire and educate and, you know, motivate these young men and women, I'm going to be honest, I don't know if this field is for everybody, right? Mm. I mean, we both know that, right? But I think the biggest thing, it's inspiring these young men and women, right? That's the biggest thing, right? Can you get a bunch of men's basketball players to love the weight room? I can firsthand tell you, yes. Yes, they come in every day, all day, it feels like, right? Mm-hmm. But it's inspiring, man. It's educating. It's listening to them. It's actually listening to them instead of just saying, yeah, I know what's good for you. It's listening to them and then educating them, then inspiring them, and then motivating them. And I think that's where, you know, I think the University of Colorado saw that, and the way I treated people from the custodians to the academics to to interns to GAs, so it don't matter who it was. I'm going to be very nice to you, and I'm going to, you know, ask you how your day's doing if I see you, right? And I think that's what helped me stay here for this long.
Absolutely, and it's clutch. You're, you know, looking at it, and you know, having seen what it looks like in there, you're doing it the right way. So you are an identical twin.
Yeah.
And your twin, if I'm correct, is the head strength and conditioning coach of the Washington Redskins, right?
Correct.
All right. So you have got to be the only identical twin head strength coaches out there, right? Last time I checked.
As far as I know, yes. and hey, if anybody's listening to this, please let me know if I'm not.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure, yeah, because yeah. I tell you what, no one can tell us apart.
I
can go to the Redskins park and no one can tell us apart.
Exactly. You know, it's crazy, man. And, you know, not only do you make it a family affair with, you know, Laura and the kids, but you also have one of your siblings, your identical twin, who's also a strength and conditioning coach. You know, how cool is that to have that kind of dynamic in, like, in the family where,
oh man, it's huge, for professional and just, you know, we almost get the same breaks right in the summer. So this year a little different with COVID, but, every other summer we met up, you know, the kids met up, we try and go see him in May or vice versa. He comes to Colorado. I think it's dynamic because I can call him up and ask him any questions. I mean, he works for, you know, one of the biggest organizations in the country, in the NFL, right? So he has a lot of resources. So if I need some for our players, if I need to know, like, hey, what would you do with this particular player and help me out, right? And I think that's the dynamic of it, and it's pretty cool. It's great to have that kind of relationship, especially a twin brother like Chad. So it's great.
Yeah, and I got to ask this. Who's stronger?
Listen, everybody, if they know me and Chad right now and I said me, they're going to be like, Steve's lying. Chad is way stronger than me right now, right? But if you ask them, let's run a mile right now, I think I smoke them.
Okay, there we go.
I think I get them on some HIIT workouts and some sprinting workouts. Like Hills on the Mills, I got them. Anything else, he's smoking me in the weight room right now.
Yeah, definitely. All right. I see you there. I would say that's probably most likely the true
story. Oh, it's a fact.
Definitely. All right, Steve, if you could pick up your phone and call Steve Englehart from 10 years ago, what would you tell him?
Keep grinding. Don't ever think you're better than nobody. I think that's the biggest thing.
Absolutely.
Just keep grinding. And when, and grind is a broad word, but so is this field. It's such a broad field. Like, you're not, you need to know about sports science. You need to know about lifting. You need to know how to teach the lift. You need to know how to relate to the athletes. You need to know how to build relationships. And it's such a, like, a broad term, grind. But when I say grind, it's grind, man. You know, put your head down, get to work, and no excuses. Don't complain. And I think if I would say 10 years ago, if I would call myself and say, just keep grinding, you're going to be in a special place one day.
Absolutely. And what would you, and I imagine if you were to tell like a young strength coach that's listening, or, you know, an intern strength conditioning coach that's listening, you'd say keep grinding, but what would be another take home for the young coach out there that's trying to make a name for themselves, probably going through a couple of volunteer internships and, you know, going through the rough side of things that we all went through, you know, when we're trying to make our name for ourselves.
Embrace it, baby. Embrace it. Embrace the rough stuff, man. I look back at it and it made me, you know, and you know, it made me be a strength coach who I am right now. All the hard and, you know, the grinding, the cleaning, the, you know, the coaching's the easy part, man. Who doesn't love to coach, right? The lifting's the fun part, right? It's the grinding, man. I think that sets great ones apart. And I always tell our interns this, how are you supposed to know how to run a facility if you never started from the bottom?
Absolutely.
And they don't know what I'm talking about, because I'm like, okay, who's going to buy muscle milk? Who's going to get the find out where the expired ones are and how to actually like store the muscle milk? Who's going to get the bars? Who's going to get the protein? Who's going to get the order form? Do you know how to do this? Do you know? And they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, you just don't go out there and coach. I wish it was, but it's not like that, right? It's a lot of paperwork nowadays. And it's, you know, it's a lot nowadays. But if you haven't started from the bottom, and you just get thrown in and you're like, oh, you're the new guy, you know, and it could be a little difficult. But the people that started from the bottom and worked their way up to the top, I can tell you now, they're running some hell of facilities right now. Like yourself, Isaiah, you're crushing it at Metro.
Hey, just doing the best I can where I'm at. But I think that's important, is, you know, you got to know about cleaning and, you know, all that stuff. So, oh, you know, how to mop a floor and, you know, how to organize your inventory and all that stuff. And then
emergency plans, you name it. There's a ton. And I don't want, like, I don't, you know, I don't start them with the emergency plans. It's let's teach you how to disinfect properly, sanitize properly, you know, store the muscle milk properly, you know, all that. It literally, I still do it right now, right? We're not allowed any interns right now because of COVID, but I mean, I still stock, you know, I still clean, still mopping. We're scrubbing the floors last semester, me and a couple of the interns, which are now at La Tech and with the Redskins with my twin brother. And I'm like, I can put my name on people that actually work hard, because it's fun to go out there and say, oh, it's time to go lift the guys, right? Or it's time to go lift the women today. It's different throughout the day, what you have to do to keep your weight room up to par and to find new, find also research new technologies. You know, it's a ton of stuff that we do that goes unnoticed that I'm not going to go and listen to what I do. Right. It's part of our job. So I do it.
Right. Absolutely. That's a big part of things. And that a lot of internships don't teach you. They teach you the X's and O's, but there's, you know, 80% of what we do is in our offices or trying to, you know, get things in order. And, you know, what would you say is one thing? What's coming up for Steve Englehart, the coach? Like what's something we can look forward to for you, whether it's like new technique or technology or just anything you got going on?
I have been diving into infrared, near infrared and photo modulation light. For recovery. I have been like for 3 years, I have been just researching because before I go up to anybody and say, this is what, you know, I want, like for the team, I want to make sure I have all my X's, my T's and I's dotted, right, and crossed. And I think that's the biggest thing. Also, just, you know, different training, man. Every day, man, you look back at your last year's program, you're like, what can I do better? Or you look back 10 years ago, what I did at, or wait, 15 years ago, what I did at Hawaii, or 16 years ago, I forgot how long it was. I look back, I'm like, how did these dudes walk the next day? Oh my goodness, right? And it's like every year you educate yourself, and no matter what. And I think the biggest thing now is just like, we're having so many different type of athletes come here for men's basketball that everybody's so different. And what some person can do, another person cannot. So I've been dialing into just like different techniques for each individual, really.
Yeah, that's important. Is now, from what you're finding with infrared, is it something that you're going to continue to look into? Because I've seen it before. I haven't personally looked into it, but everything you've seen, is it something you'd be interested in?
Very interested. And, you know, we talked to a lot of people, and they're like, Steve, that's the tip of the pyramid. I'm like, yeah, but what happened if I have a senior that's on the tip of the pyramid, mm-hmm. right? Can that help him recover faster? Can it help him, you know, what infrared is saying, can it help him do all this? And if it can, he's going to benefit from it. So it might be just, you know, 5% of the athletes, or maybe 2 to 5% of the athletes, it can really benefit. But I think those are the ones that I was looking for, because we have a lot of seniors this year, and I'm like, these guys, strong, athletic, how can I help them recover faster? How can I help them, you know, what can I do for them? Mm-hmm. Right. So that's why I've been researching it for the past couple of years, and it's been pretty good stuff.
Nice. Yeah. So next time I'm going to weight room, it's going to be all red and red lights everywhere, just making sure everything's going.
I will tell you this. I'm not getting a Thor bed like the Redskins. I can promise you that. Okay. We don't have enough money for that. But yeah, there's some other light companies out there that we can, that, you know, aren't the, you know, the best of the best, but they will do the job.
Absolutely. No, that's great. And I mean, everything you've provided today has been excellent, Steve. And that's why one of the main reasons why I want to get a hold of you and, you know, get your story out there. Cause you definitely, you know, you're saying, doing and saying everything correctly, you know, and letting people know it's, you know, you can have balance and you can be smart and you can be, you know, all of that and still, you know, not lose track of who you are. So I think that's important. Now, what would be a way if our listeners wanted to, you know, follow you, see what you got going on, or, you know, reach out if they have questions? What would you say is the best way to do that?
I mean, really, email, or I just got on Instagram in January, and I was just playing around with it. And I finally went public when COVID hit, because I didn't have enough storage on my phone to, you know, send, you know, voluntary workouts. So yeah, definitely like Instagram or email. And then I usually get back to the to any coaches that have questions, or young coaches, whoever it is. I always get back to them.
Absolutely. Hey, I appreciate you coming on, Steve. It was an honor having you on as, you know, one of my mentors, and also just a damn good coach at a high level. So we appreciate you.
I appreciate you having me, and I think you brought up one of the best topics, man. Family and coaching, can you actually balance it? And I think, yes, it's possible. Okay, you got to love both now, but oh, yeah, it's possible. All right, and I think when your family's on board 100%, and you get to, you know, show the guys your family, and, you know, your kids get to know the athletes, it makes for a special bond.
Absolutely. Yep. 100% correct. I appreciate you, Steve.
I appreciate it, Zay. Keep killing it, brother. You're doing awesome. Yep. Just wanted to tell you that.
Got you, my man.
I see you.
This episode is brought to you by Play. Play is a company that I've personally been working with from the start. Everyone at Play works to help strength coaches innovate and find solutions for our profession. From flooring, weight room equipment, outdoor spaces, and everything in between, Play will collaborate with you to find what you need. They work with everyone from professional teams to high schools, and they've always made me feel important and a part of the Play family. Refuse second best with Play. Find them at play.us and let them know Iron Game Chalk Talk 2.0 sent you.
Thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you to our great guests for taking the time to share their experiences. Thank you to Play and Team Builder for being great companies that help our profession. And most importantly, thank you, the listeners. Please find us on social media at IGCT2.0. Find our show notes on wherever you listen to your podcast. Leave us a rating, comment, and subscribe. And don't forget to say hi. It's great to hear from coaches from around the country. Talk to you all next week on another episode of Iron Game Chalk Talk 2.0.